This is Pastor Jim for the congregation of Rock Springs First Methodist Church. Three things to pray about as we make our journey through the season of Lent, ending in the bright sunlight of Easter morning. 1. This world is not all there is. God is up to something greater than we can imagine. 2. As Jesus was raised from the dead through the power of the Holy Spirit, the first Christians realized that another world from beyond the grave beckoned to them. 3. Jesus reaches out to all who have wandered from the presence of God. These lessons should unnerve us, change us, and set us on fire. As we celebrate the message of an empty tomb on Easter morning, this is Pastor Jim for the congregation of Rock Springs First Methodist Church, a traditional Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community, worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage, inviting you to join us in our journey this Lenten season.
The following worship service was broadcast and recorded live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, on Sunday, March 13, 2022. We are a Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community, worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to church this morning. It is a beautiful morning. And as I was walking past my flower bed, I saw crocus poking their heads up through the snow. So it's coming. Spring is coming. Will the Lord be with you? Let us pray. Good morning, Lord. As your holy word is read and the message is delivered, let it touch hearts and minds. Make us into the hands and feet of Christ, that we may bear witness to your life, love, and sacrifice. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
This morning, we should keep Pastor Jim and his family, the doctors and physicians, using their God-given skills to work with him as we pray for him today and in the coming weeks. As we enter this time of prayer, we ask that you listen to our hearts as we come to you, each of us, in our own way, in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, we come this morning in praise of you. We come in worship and humility, knowing the power of your majesty and the love you have for each of us. This morning, we thank you for the love and fellowship of our family and friends. Help us to be thankful for all the things that we sometimes take for granted. And as we thank you for these, we remember those who must do without. Bless them and keep them in the palm of your loving, tender care. Keep us mindful that we are your church, that each of us brings our own special gifts, skills, abilities, and contributions to your ministry in this community, that we are meant to come together to serve you and to serve those around us. Lord, we ask your care for all of those brought before you today in our thoughts and prayers, joys and concerns. We ask that you be with us and help us to know humility in our triumphs and achievements and the love you have for all of us in our sorrows. We ask your gentle mercies for those whose hearts are heavy today due to the loss or illness of a loved one. We also remember those who are hospitalized or homebound. Be with them in their time of need. Today, our world is troubled and full of turmoil, racked with war, economic and natural disasters, mistrust, hate, and fear. We ask that you be with those who know the anguish of loss due to the violence of others. Help us to remember that you have a plan for each of us, and while we may not understand why, help us to be still and know that you are God. Please impart wisdom and courage to our leaders, local, state, national, and world. Watch over our men and women who serve in uniform, be they law enforcement, first responders, or any who serve to help keep us safe. Remember also those who have served and in that service have suffered injury. We also recognize the veterans of military service and thank them for that service. We, however, rest assured this morning that there is hope for the future. We know and believe that that hope does not rest with mankind, but with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Be with us as we face new beginnings and deal with the challenges of change. Amen. And now, please join with me in the prayer that Jesus prayed when his disciples came and said, Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our scripture today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you. He said to them, Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, the world today is increasingly more agnostic and certainly more chaotic. The pervading atmosphere in many churches today is marked by dwindling attendance, lack of enthusiasm, and fear of the surrounding culture. There is an increased apathy toward Jesus, mission, evangelism, and discipleship among those in the church and in the world. We feel the frustration, grief, and sadness. And we hear the excuses, too. You know, I don't do church. We don't have time. It's my only day off. I like to sleep in. I don't like Christians, and I'll handle it in my own way, plus many, many others. Sometimes we feel like if only we could go back in time to the golden age of the church, when the saints got everything right, things would be better. Yeah, sure. You have read 1 and 2 Corinthians, right? There has never been a golden age of purity and perfection when the church got everything right. Every generation has its challenges, and the decline of the church hasn't happened only in the last few years. Even in Paul's time, churches had trouble. So today, it's easy to look at our church, our people, our community, our world, and want to ask, what went wrong? What are we doing wrong? Well, you know, the Green Bay Packers football coach, Vince Lombardi, is credited with the declaration, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Now, from his limited perspective, there may be an element of truth in his statement. But in the broader arenas of life, Maybe not so much. When the rich ruler walks away from the invitation to follow him, in Luke 18, Jesus does not run after him. Jesus just lets him go. And the Gospels are full of incidents in which people mistakenly expect Jesus to be a winner. While the story of the transfiguration of Jesus has its elements of glory, its hint of the resurrection of Jesus, it is also a story about the disciples' failure to understand the true nature of what it was that Jesus was to accomplish in Jerusalem. Well, are you bummed yet? Well, I told you all of that so I could tell you this. If there's any passage in which we see the truth of Jesus owning God's heart, it is in this one. When Jesus mourns the fate of those persecuting him the most and speaks of them as his children, it really doesn't get more powerful than that. Jesus wanted to bring all of Jerusalem back to God. And he wanted to do it right then and there. And he realized he couldn't. Jesus' lament for the Pharisees, for the priests, for Jerusalem, for God's prophet and teachers, comes from the depth of his love for all of God's children. His frustration is one that comes from the love of relationship, of engagement and commitment. He has a love for a people, a community, a faith, and a place where it all took place from the beginning of time. When you have children, you realize the moment they begin to walk that if you continue to hold them, hold their hands every step, regulate their every move, that your children cannot grow, learn, experience, or live their fullest. As our children grow, we gradually release the reins until one day those children make decisions of their own. And in their choices, they face consequences of their own, some of which may break your heart. God, our heavenly parent, created us to learn, to grow, to choose, to try the world out on our own two feet. But God will never stop loving us. God will never stop pursuing us to bring us home. The word evangelical is in grave danger of coming to mean simply right wing, in danger of becoming a political term. We have to try to not let that happen. The gospel is not about winners or losers or final solutions. It is about being open to God's grace. It is about creativity, faith, hope, and love. Woody Hayes, the feisty Ohio State football coach, was eulogized by Richard Nixon as a man who was never satisfied with success and never discouraged by failure. Hayes made no apologies for his intensely competitive spirit. If never being satisfied with success, never being discouraged by failure, never apologizing for being competitive means that we hold values which go beyond winning, means that we always can see where there is room for improvement. Then competition and success takes their appropriate, if limited, place in our lives. You can even say that the gospel story of Jesus is about love and goodness, winning out. over selfishness and evil. That is why the old story of Jesus constantly reminds us that abundant living is not about winning, but it's about loving, giving, and sharing. The church engages in evangelism simply because we have an overwhelming sense of the importance of God's grace. The church must act as a permeating salt or leaven for the spread of God's unconditional grace to a world that can never have too much of that grace. Jesus may not have saved every person in real time, but God's time transcends all time. That is what kept Jesus going, even to the cross. The cross is what keeps us going. It is what gives us hope. It is the fulfillment of God's promise. And God will not be without a witness. And that is what the church is for. But we too know that the saints before us knew without doubt that God is not finished. All things are possible in God's time. And God will be victorious. Not in our time, but in God's time. Amen. As we get ready to leave here this morning, as you go back into the world where you may feel like you're not winning, know that someday, at some time, at some place in history, God's love will win. God always wins. Amen. Have a wonderful week.
To a worship service recorded and broadcast live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Please visit our website at www.rockspringsumc.org or on our Facebook page. Our email address is rockspringsumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Our mailing address is 1515 Edgar Street, Rock Springs, Wyoming, 82901. Our phone number is 307-362-5334. You are invited to join us Sundays on Zoom, YouTube, or in face-to-face worship as we observe all social distancing and safe practices.